the gender declaration, I went through some of the points in the declaration. The parties have taken upon themselves to work with credible organizations that will help those who need help. And ICRC was mentioned in the document. Are you in touch with the parties to make sure that they commit themselves to this pledge?
First of all, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome the gender declaration. I think it's one step. People expect more. They expect peace. They expect ceasefire, including humanitarian organizations. We expect more. But what has been achieved so far in Jeddah, it's one step. We should welcome it. Now, when it comes to International Committee of the Red Cross, together with Sudanese Red Crescent Society, we are mentioned in the document. We are ready to continue working with both parties to implement what they have agreed, which means concretely to provide humanitarian assistance to those in need. The RCRC is in contact with both parties, and we expect that what they have agreed in Jeddah will be implemented in the field.
Could you bring us up to speed about how civilians who are trapped in Khartoum are getting food and water supplies?
Exactly. Today, it's almost 1 month since the beginning of fighting in Khartoum and other cities of Sudan. And the situation is becoming worse, especially for civilians who are still in Khartoum. Some managed to leave Khartoum to go to other places and to go out of the country. But we still have civilians in Khartoum and other cities of Darfur affected by fighting. Now, the situation is very bad because most of hospitals don't work. People don't have food, and many areas of Khartoum, there is no water, there is no electricity. And even for those who can have access to food, they don't have money because banks don't work. So people, they don't have cash. This is the situation not only in Khartoum, but also in many cities of Darfur, Niala, Al-Fashi, Al-Janina, affected by fightings since 1 month now.
And other aid agencies have reported that insecurity have made it very difficult for delivery of emergency assistance. Who are you working with to ensure ICRC delivers the much needed help to those who need them at this point?
The International Committee of the Red Cross, together with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society, we have called on both parties, the armed forces and the rapid support forces, asking them to facilitate the work of humanitarian organizations. Sometimes it works, but many times due to insecurity, due to lack of security guarantees, it's very difficult for humanitarian organizations to assist those in need. For example, last week we managed to provide medical assistance to a hospital in Khartoum and also hospitals in Darfur. Together with the Sudanese Red Crescent Society, we have started what we call management of the dead. It means to organize burial for dead who are still in streets in Khartoum. Sometimes it works, but most of the time, as I was saying, it's very difficult because we don't have enough security guarantees from those who are fighting.
And visiting detainees on both sides and reestablishing contacts with their family members who were separated with them have been some of your key mandates. Talk to us about how you intend to achieve this in cities in Sudan that are affected by conflict.
Restoring family links, especially during armed conflict, it's a mandate of the International Committee of the Red Cross together with national societies of Red Cross and the Red Crescent Societies. Since the beginning of this crisis, the RCRC, together with Red Cross and Red Crescent National Societies in the region, we have started helping people to restore contacts, those who are separated due to conflict. It works globally well. Many people are calling. Many people now, they have contact with their loved one thanks to this program we call Restoring Family Links. But when it comes to detainees, so far the RCRC hasn't started visiting detainees in Sudan following the fighting. We hope in coming days we'll get agreement from all parties to visit those who are detainees following the fighting.